Okay, Priya or TH, both. Today's Bhagavad Gita verse, Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajoguna Samodbhava. This is TH, I think. Wamp. Lust that then turns into anger. Kama, krodha, lobha, mada, all that. And then you fall down into the material pool again. I don't know if the word lust is used much anymore, at least in the with the meaning that it used to be used with. So what's wrong with lust? Well, of course, you think of the madly lusty person running around uncontrollably enslaved by his senses, forced to satisfy their every whim. The senses that are like wild horses. Uncontrollable. Oh, yeah. But I think there's something even subtle behind that. If you step beyond the senses there, the horses running around, there inside us, what's going on there? Well, for me, it starts with little dreaming, you know, this daydreaming. What about this? What about that? If I had this, if I had that, and you cook up a whole dream around something that you think may be the right thing for you, make you happy, or that you simply want. And that's, on that level, not really some burning uncontrolled fire, but more a little play with little fantasies and painting certain scenes that one could think of finding oneself in. And I would say there it starts, right? In here. That's why I'm in here. Talking from in here, because this is where it's really going on. This is where it starts, and this is where it ends. Because this is where your desires are launched out into the mental sphere, building dreams that then you like to see and often do see taking shape in front of the eyes of your body out there. And therefore, for instance, the Bhagavad Gita teaches us, and it's, I think it's from the Upanishads, really, about this chariot with the five horses and the reins, which is the mind, and the intelligence, which is the driver of that chariot, and us sitting out in the seat of it. Maybe giving directions, but yeah, sometimes it just goes astray. But therefore, saying that we need to control the mind by our intelligence and to do that, we need to strengthen our intelligence with proper knowledge and training and all that, which is called culture. Real culture, to be cultivated. And that's what this human life is for. Not just to spend time with something fun. And then, of course, someone may say, but that is not fun. Well, that's the tricky bit, because then I have to convince you that what you think is fun may seem to be fun, may seem to make you happy, but then more often than not doesn't, but turns into something rather bleak. And that this path in life where you look for the fun and the joy and the happiness where it actually is and comes from within yourself may sound not so fun in the beginning, but proves to be not only fun, but really blissful as you go along. Well, this is called Shreyas and Prayas. In India, they have little words for everything. It's good for us modern people to learn a little wisdom of life. It can help us a lot.